East Kerry Under 16 hurlers continued their Division 2 County Hurling League campaign with a home game against a strong Kilmallie team this evening. In an exciting opening half, East Kerry, helped by some outstanding performances by midfielders Noel O'Sullivan and Garvin Collins, and some brilliant point taking from James Barry, held a deserved 1-9 to 1-3 lead at the break, with Collins finding the net with a well struck low shot after some brilliant link up play. Keane O'Rourke also made a brilliant save to deny Kilmallie an early goal, plus his puck also were accurate, with the difference in front of him led by full back Callum O'Leary harassing and cutting down the time the Kilmallie forwards had. With some superbly timed blocks and hooks, their chances were limited. One of the highlights of the half was Dylan Farris's no-look hand pass, as distinctive as bit of play as one would wish to see. Kilmallie came flying out after the restart, with the excellent Tadhg Diggin scoring two goals, one from a penalty. As East Kerry tired and the game became more ragged, their only scores in the half came from Farris and Barry. Kilmallie would eventually come away with a 6-point win. With a game against St Brendan's and another against Little Lixnaw still to come, there are some promising signs for the future. After a superb performance against Causeway, where the team scored 5-11 in defeat, they won a classic game against Kilmare Kilgarvan on a score of 5-10 to 2-15, following on by tonight's excellent performance. When bringing together a team together from Fireys, Dr Croke, Strathmore and St Pat's, and be able to produce such superb performances in a short space of time is a credit to the management team and the work done in the individual clubs over the last few years. With more game time together, the players should continue to improve in the remaining games. A very promising start so far and plenty of promising signs for the future of hurling in East Kerry. Thanks for listening. Good luck.